Responses in to that long-awaited report from Special Counsel John Durham that denounces the FBI's investigation into the 2016 Trump campaign and its possible ties to Russia. Trump is claiming victory, trumpeting on social media that the public was scammed. Democrats say the investigation wasted over $6 million taxpayer dollars without finding much that hadn't already been criticized in a 2019 Justice Department report. Former Trump Attorney General William Barr, you'll remember, appointed Durham to reinvestigate that Inspector General's investigation into the FBI's investigation. Washington Post reporter Devlin Barrett is here. So, Devlin, what were your main takeaways from Durham's latest report?
Well, my main takeaway, I think, was that, you know, for most of us, it's the year 2023, and for the Justice Department, it's the year 2016, Part 7. This report spends a lot of time rehashing very old arguments about old battles around the FBI. And I think at the end of the day, Durham didn't find much that was new, but he came at that same information with a more critical stance than previous reports had found.
Well, for one thing, he found that the FBI jumped, he says, to investigate based on uncorroborated intelligence. Now, he feels they should have launched a preliminary investigation, I believe, of the Australian tipster who started this all rolling.
Right. So a big step in this investigation back in 2016 was when an Australian diplomat said that a Trump campaign advisor had made some disturbing claims to him over drinks. And that set the wheels in motion for a formal investigation. Durham's argument is that it should have been maybe a preliminary investigation, but not a full investigation. There is a distinction between those two, but it's not much of one, because you can still do many things as a preliminary investigation that to the average person you would consider just an investigation.
What else did Durham find? I mean, Democrats are saying, as you seem to be saying, there wasn't much here that was new. Was there anything new?
So there were a few minor details around the edges. For example, there's an interesting conversation among FBI agents when the case is first opened, where they talk about how this looks pretty thin. Is this really all we have to go on in this case? That's interesting, but it really doesn't tell us substantively more than we knew before. I think what Durham is really saying, though, is that the FBI in 2016 was too willing and eager to investigate Trump in ways where they were in types of things where they were cautious when it came to, for example, Hillary Clinton. That is his interpretation of the facts. I don't know that the people at the FBI would ultimately agree with that interpretation.
Donald Trump said that Durham's investigation would uncover the crime of the century. Did anyone go to jail?
No one went to jail. There was one guilty plea to a charge that of a against a former FBI lawyer, and that person did not end up serving any time because it was a fairly low-level guilty plea. There were two trials, both of which ended in acquittals, and pretty resounding and quick acquittals. I covered one of those trials front to back, and it was pretty clear that the jury just did not see crimes in what Durham was arguing about.
And as we said, his appointment as special counsel was unusual because he was essentially asked to not just reinvestigate the FBI, which, as we said, the department's inspector general already had done and didn't find any evidence of intentional misconduct in that 2019 report. But in effect, Durham was reinvestigating Mueller's conclusions in the original investigation. Did he refute anything Mueller said?
Not really. I think he was fairly respectful of Mueller in this report. I think he seems in this report seems to argue that Mueller had a duty to essentially clean up the mess left by the FBI before Mueller came onto the scene as a special counsel. Again, that's very interpretive, and I don't think there's necessarily anything factually wrong with it, but I also think that's not really anything we didn't know already.
Okay, I'm looking for something we did. How is the FBI responding to the findings of the Durham report?
So the FBI has said that, you know, look, when the Inspector General report came out in 2019 that cited a lot of these facts, The FBI instituted, you know, significant changes in policy and practice designed to prevent anything like this from happening again. And the reality is that the people who made these decisions back then do not work at the FBI anymore. So it's not like there are people there to be, that could be punished today.
Yeah, but the FBI is accepting, you know, has accepted the criticism. And just quickly, what was the direction in the few seconds we have Durham gave the FBI?
He made one very minor recommendation, which is that they should have someone who's sort of in-house skeptic when it comes to political cases. That's a remarkably mild recommendation for a 4-year investigation.
Devlin Barrett, national security and law enforcement reporter of The Washington Post, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.